With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Dwight Eisenhower once said that leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he wants to do it. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow my updates on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Remember, it's going to be a jam-packed week, as always, of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call us with your questions at 312-642-5600. This week, we're talking a lot about sales, and you won't want to miss a minute of it because, once again, we've got a great lineup of guests, which include Julia Klein, Tom Fiegel, Linda Foreman, and Miriam Ament. You won't want to miss a minute of it. And again, we're taking your calls, 312-642-5600. And finally, at the end of the show, I'm going to be sharing some critical tips on some very fantastic and productive apps that will help your business. So don't miss a minute. Tune in every Sunday, 6 p.m. to the show, Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, Tandem HR is your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. And now we're thrilled to be joined on the phone with the woman who literally wrote the book on sleaze-free sales. That's Julia Klein. Julia, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Hi, Shalom. Nice to meet you today.
Thanks for joining us on the show. So, Julia, I'm curious, sleaze-free sales, is that really possible? Sales just seems to be the something that everybody dreads, certainly doing the sales process, making those cold calls. Can it possibly be sleaze-free?
Yeah, absolutely. The secret of making your sales process to be sleaze-free is that my definition of sleazy selling is when you are selling something and you're thinking about yourself. And so you are trying to make the sale, get your commissions, pay your bills, and that's what's on your mind when you are making the sale and are talking to a customer. Because when you're thinking about yourself, you are naturally going to be doing things that will tend to get them to say yes, whether or not it serves them.
Julia, it sounds like if people follow that process, not only will they feel better about themselves, but they'll probably also be a lot more productive in their business, sales, and marketing efforts.
Yeah, for sure. And it's hard. You know, it's in our nature to think about ourselves and not think about the other person. It's easy. It's like so many things in life and in business. It's easy to say, so simple, but man, oh man, is it hard to do.
So
practice and dedication.
Again, we're talking with Julia Klein, who has written the book on sleaze-free sales. And of course, before our break, we're going to make sure that you share your contact information. You've spoken to dozens, perhaps even hundreds of groups around the country, business owners, many like our listeners, that are trying to take their business to the next level. Is there anybody that says, gosh, it just can't be done? My sales process just seems like that it can't be improved any more than it's already been improved.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's one of the things. Being a sales coach and a sales trainer, I sometimes find myself, you know, a company will hire me, they'll bring me in, and they'll have all their top guns in the room. And, you know, these are a bunch of men and women. They're sitting there leaning back with their arms folded across their chest saying, uh-huh, I am a salesperson. I bring in X number of dollars to this company. I am the guru. I'm the moneymaker. I'm the rainmaker. You can't teach me anything. A lot of people have that feeling. And I'll tell you, over and over and over again, groups that I speak to, you know, just the speaking that I do and also the training for corporations that bring me in, over and over again, people come up to me afterwards and they say, I wouldn't have thought it was possible. I have been in sales for 15 years, and you just shared with me things that I have never thought of before.
Julia, do you think that there's a profile that makes up the perfect salesperson? What is the recipe for success in sales?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Nobody has ever asked me that before. And I would say that being a successful, it depends on what your definition of a successful salesperson is, right? If what you want is to maximize your front-end sales, then there are, if you're being given leads, if your company is paying for leads, then you need to be somebody who is highly consultative, asks great questions, gets to know the person. If, on the other hand, you're in a small business and you're doing sales for yourself, well, then maybe one of your best qualities needs to be that you've got to have a real belief in what it is that you're selling so that you can keep going after it day after day after day and doing all the things that you've got to do to make things happen in your small business.
Julia, I believe that everybody out there is in sales. Whether you're selling a product or a service, or you're in business, or you work in a business, I believe you have to constantly sell every single day. We're all meeting with people so many times a day. We're sitting down in conversations. We're constantly doing things that we need to prove ourselves all the time. Julia, do you think that the advice written in your book about sleaze-free sales holds true to professionals in all industries?
Yes, absolutely. For sure. And beyond what's in my book, I have a technique that's called the 7-minute sales secret. And I don't know if we've got time to go into it at all here tonight, but people can also get it on my website, the 7-minute sales secret that changes everything. And that is applicable to every single person that is selling, no matter what industry, no matter what product, whoever your customer is. The 7-minute sales secret that changes everything will, in fact, revolutionize how your business makes its money and how it makes sales.
Do you have a favorite story of a company or an individual that you've worked with, a really small company or a really large company, that you've managed to sort of transform their sales efforts or sales department?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite stories, one of the older ones. Years and years ago, I was the national sales manager for a real estate company. And they took me all around the country training their different sales departments because I had developed a particular tool that was specific for them and for their industry because they were dealing with a lot of real estate investors. And so being a real estate investor myself, and that was it's one of my areas, my industries I specialize in, I had developed a special tool for them that their salespeople that was sophisticated investor knowledge, but was simple enough that the salespeople could understand it. And when they started implementing that tool in all of their sales conversations, their numbers went through the roof. It was really wonderful to watch.
Absolutely fascinating. Once again, we're talking with Julia Klein, a speaker, small business coach, and the woman who wrote the book on sleaze-free sales. We're going to make sure that people can find those 7 tips that you mentioned through your website. But Julia, we're slowly running out of time. What advice, what is the one bit of information that you want our listeners to know as they step into a new year, 2015? Everybody has their New Year's resolutions, their personal resolutions, but everybody should also have their business resolutions. What's the bit of advice that you think people should take to heart and sort of implement as they go into January?
To notice the nuance and to look for subtlety. And particularly with the 7-minute sales secret that we reference that they're going to find on my website, it's similar to what they've seen before. And so they look at, and just like then with this and with anything, when you look at it, it's like, oh, yeah, I know that. I've done that. There's nothing new for me there. Okay, great. There's nothing new for you there. If you want to change your business, you want to change your life, you want to change your financial story for 2015, you have to be willing to look at the nuance and the subtlety and do things a little bit differently with the 7-minute sales secret.
Great advice. Once again, Julia Klein, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. I know we'll be talking to you again and again, listening to your advice about sales and how to do it more effectively as our small business listeners go into 2015. So looking forward to having you back on the show. How can our listeners reach out to you and find your book and, more importantly, find out and ask you some more questions on the subject of sales?
Yeah, for sure. Come to my website, which is intuitivebusinesswoman.com. And the 7-minute sales secret is at intuitivebusinesswoman.com/7 minutes, the numeral 7 minutes. you'll find that information there.
Easy enough. And that's that website sort of summarizes who you are. Once again, Julia Klein, you could contact her at intuitivebusinesswoman.com. You could get those 7-minute secrets in sales. And secrets, not any longer, because we're going to be having you back on the show to talk a little bit more about that. Julia, thanks for joining us on the show. Looking forward to continuing our discussion in 2015 about growing our listeners' businesses and sales efforts.
Thank you very much, Shalom. Appreciate it.
Of course. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. And as we go into 2015, I've got a great event that I want to share with you. On January 20th, we're having a great LinkedIn workshop. LinkedIn is something we talk about a lot on this show, and you can learn from a professional how to improve your profile. Check that out on my website, ShalomKlein.com. On that site, you can also download podcasts from Get Down to Business. After the break, we're talking with Tom Fiegel from Tandem HR.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Right now, the Edens inbound is currently clear, 19 minutes both ways between the junction and Lake Cook. Then on the inbound, Kennedy, you're just a little bit slow, yet Pulaski to Cicero. O'Hare to downtown, 21 minutes in from the junction is 11. On the outbound side of the Kennedy, you are free and clear. 10 to the junction, 20 out to O'Hare. Eisenhower inbound, your slow Racine into the Burns Circle. Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes. And from Mannheim is 17. Outbound side, you're clear there as well. Stevenson inbound, your slow Central to Kedzie. Through 55 Lakeshore Drive, 37 minutes. And from the Tri-State is 27. And then in from Cicero is 12 minutes. You are clear on the outbound side of the Stevenson. It's currently 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies, dropping down to a low of 30 degrees tonight with continuing partly cloudy skies. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
It's a new year, and it's time for a change. Escape the cold, snowy Chicago winter and join John Howell and Amy Jacobson in Los Cabos, Mexico at the Secrets Puerto Los Cabos Resort. It's an all-inclusive, all-suite, adults-only resort located in beautiful, sunny Los Cabos, Mexico. Time is running out to book your trip through Apple Vacations. Don't get stuck in the snow this year. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword escape and escape to Cabo.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Did you know that right now you could be carrying around up to 22 pounds of undigested waste? 22 pounds of gunk caked to the inside of your colon, plus toxins we eat and breathe spread throughout our vital organs, making us feel terrible. If you often feel tired, sluggish, and bloated, you need to call for a free trial of Zymbiotics. This revolutionary all-natural product cleanses undigested waste from your colon, flattening your belly and eliminating bloating, heartburn, and acid reflux, so you feel healthy and energetic. For a free full-size trial, call 1-800-400-1852. Because of our poor diets and polluted environment, toxins and waste build up inside us and affect how we feel. In fact, many doctors believe sluggish digestion is the number one reason we feel tired and lethargic. So cleanse your body with the unique herbal formula of Zymbiotics. Call now for your free full-size trial so you can feel healthy and energetic. 1-800-400-1852. That's 1-800-400-1852. 1-800-400-1852.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's right, you're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Just finished a fantastic conversation with Julia Klein about the sleaze-free sales process. And a great continuation to that conversation is our next guest, Tom Fiegel, who is a senior human resource generalist at Tandem HR. Our good friends, the True Professionals, the Solution Center. Tom, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Hi, Shalom. Glad to be here.
And thanks for joining us, as always, sharing your insightful tips and comments on business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's what the show is all about. So we just talked a little bit with Julia about sales. Something that I get a lot of questions on is how a business that's getting started or might be growing, how do you build a team, a productive team, whether it's sales or perhaps it's another department, how do you get that business or that organization to the next level by developing the people within the organization?
That's a great question. And in line with the theme of the sales tonight, I'll speak to aligning the sales team, the sales professionals together. As Julia was saying, I agree with a lot of her points that good sales professionals know it's about understanding the customer's needs and solving their problems, and it's not about how charming or bubbly your personality is. There's another great book in addition to Julia's written by Neil Rackham called Spin Selling that I think does a great job of providing a model for successful sales, which suggests that the salesperson should ask questions and first find out about the prospect's situation, their problem, and its implication, and then finally how your solution can help their needs and be the payoff.
Great advice and a great book. I actually have started that book. It's in my pile of books that I try to catch up on during the weekend. But hey, now that we're at New Year's, there's a few extra hours in the day, and maybe this is the week that I'll actually finish. Great advice. So, Tom, do you believe that any staff person, any employee, any associate, any team member is trainable and can be trained to, let's say, be a good salesperson?
Oh, sure. Yes, absolutely. Anybody can be trained on anything. I think what's most important is that they feel it's important to them and they see the WIFM. You've probably heard that acronym, but what's in it for me? If someone feels that there's a benefit to them, it will make their life easier in some way, they're going to be more willing to want to be trained and then take that training and, most importantly, apply it in the real life situation. And it's very helpful to practice before going out into a live situation. After you've learned some knowledge, you've read some material, it's always important to practice that and get used to how it feels on you and get used to and comfortable with yourself and how that feels.
Sure. And I believe every business these days want people that will do whatever it takes to get the job done. And the job doesn't necessarily fit always into the job description that they may have been hired with. But sometimes, you know, things happen in a company and you need to improvise a little bit. And I'm firmly of the belief that there's a limited number of those people that will do whatever it takes. And I agree, people are trainable. Do you have any advice for companies that in 2015 are trying to grow and are trying to find really exceptional people to be a part of their team that will really help get their business to the next level?
Sure. You know, again, along the lines of techniques of strong sales professionals, I always turn it back to finding out what the needs are of the employees. If you want to grow a great sales staff or a great team or a great culture, find out and allow the staff to find out, find out what their needs are, and let them know and show and demonstrate that you have their best interest in mind. When you do that, people are more genuinely willing and wanting to apply that discretionary effort and go above and beyond every day. When they know that, hey, they're after my best interest, they're helping me, they're giving me the tools. Well, in return, I want to pay them back and provide quality work every day.
Great advice. Once again, we're talking with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR. Tom, you deal with a lot of companies in your work at Tandem HR. Tell us a little bit about some of the interesting stories or the things that you really enjoy about your work in building teams and helping companies, your clients at Tandem HR, develop their organization and take it to the next level.
Yes, well thank you. That's a great question. And what I enjoy most is watching people grow, watching people learn, and a lot of times physically seeing the aha moments when they finally get something for themselves. And as a coach, I help people illuminate the differences between what they want to do and their intentions and what they're actually doing. And once, I get to see that in many situations with owners, with first-time managers, with individual contributors, I enjoy, and it happens every day, where sharing something with somebody and letting them dissect it and see what it means to them and then apply it and use it, that to me is the best satisfaction of all.
So last week we had Bruce Leon of Tandem HR on the show, and we were talking a little bit about end-of-the-year strategies, New Year's resolutions, and I know I've been to so many holiday parties over these past few weeks. Thankfully, this is the first week of quiet that I could actually relax a little bit at night, whatever relaxation actually means for me. And Bruce was telling us that specifically your industry and your organization, your holiday party at Tandem is actually going to be a little bit later because end of the year is a busy time of year, and you're getting ready to thank the team at Tandem HR, I believe, in January. Is there any advice that you have for companies that that might be looking to do a little bit of something special or something interesting for their staff, for their employees, to say thank you for making 2014 so fantastic and perhaps motivate them, incentivize them to make 2015 even better?
Yes, that's a great question. And one of the most constructive techniques that I've experienced and read about and used myself is to try and personalize the thank you. We say thank you every day and the employees appreciate that, but if we can give them a gift or find out something special about them and then thank them in a way that shows, hey, again, they're paying attention to me. They know me as a person and not just a number, that really drives home. And the employees really get a lot of appreciation out of that. And as you know, a lot of times it's not necessarily an expensive gift. It could just be a nice gesture or remembering something and sharing with them how that helps you. That goes a long way to help developing those strong long-term relationships.
Sure. And just earlier today, I was at a client's office, a client that has somebody new starting tomorrow, actually, Monday morning. And I utilized a trick that Bruce Leon taught me when I visited at your offices at Tandem HR. And I put up a little sign and I left a company T-shirt on their desk. And it said that company welcomes that individual. And it was I was thinking about it. It's such a perfect tip, such a perfect trick. It really makes people feel so welcome, because often when people are searching for a job or they might be recruited, they're probably being recruited by multiple companies. You want them to feel so happy that they picked your organization. And you guys really do it right at Tandem HR. So Tom, as always, it's a pleasure having you on the show. We want to make sure that that our listeners know how to reach you to learn a little bit more about some tips for end of the year and going into 2015. How can listeners of Get Down to Business get in touch with you, Tom?
Yes, thank you. I can be reached at 312-914-1341.
Fantastic. And is there an email address that we can share as well?
Yes, tsiegel@tandemhr.com.
Fantastic. Once again, check out their website, tandemhr.com. They're a wealth of information. That's why we call them your solution center. They really are. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. That's their main number. And Tom, once again, your direct line?
312-914-1341.
Fantastic. Once again, talking with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR, as we go into 2015, we'll be getting a lot of great advice for growing your business from the professionals at Tandem HR. After the break, we're going to be talking with Linda Foreman, CPA from Evanston, who's going to share a few minutes of advice as we wrap up these remaining few days in 2014 and get ready for another tax season. A little bit of advice from Linda Foreman, and we're also talking with Miriam Amon about her organization, No Shame on You. You don't want to miss a minute of it. At the end of the show, I'm going to be sharing tips for business apps for your smartphone. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
You have to wonder if the wheels are finally coming off this administration. Attorney General Eric Holder decides to ban racial profiling, even though it's already been illegal for 50 years. Holder condemned what's already been unlawful. Then he carved out this exception for the TSA and the Border Patrol. So if it's that bad, why are you allowing 100,000 officers to still use it? Yeah. As the clock finally ticks down on this vaunted experiment called the Obama administration, what new magnanimous antics will they produce? You have questions? Stick around for the answer. AM 560. The answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. A ferry on fire in the Adriatic. Fewer than half the nearly 500 on board evacuated.
Greek, Italian, and Albanian ships and helicopters surrounded the stricken ferry. Passengers fled to the top deck as the fire took hold below, where 200 vehicles were parked. And as it became clear that poor weather conditions were making evacuation difficult, those on board called their relatives and the media to appeal for help.
Ian Woods with Sky News. Rough weather may be the reason an Asia airplane went missing in the Java Sea en route to Singapore. Speaking through a translator, this man says his friends were among the 162 people on that flight.
One of them called me and said, "See you in the new year." That's all. Then the bad news came.
And a fire kills at least five at a senior apartment building in San Antonio. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. On the south side, we have a closure May at 50th for police activity. Then in Lake Forest, Town Line Road over the Tri-State, we have an accident with a 3-ambulance response, so avoid those areas if at all possible. In Old Town, LaSalle, south of North, has been reopened after an earlier high-rise fire, so that's good news. Then there are just a couple of delays out there. Lakeshore Drive northbound between Roosevelt and Jackson. It's going to be kind of stop and go. 67th to Jackson, 17 minutes. On the inbound side of the Ryan, Cermak to the Burn Circle is going to be a little slow. 95th to downtown is just 17 minutes. It is currently 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies, dropping down to a low of 30 tonight with continued partly cloudy skies. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-440-1268. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-440-1268. 1-800-440-1268. That toll-free number again is 1-800-440-1268.
You are listening to Get Down to Business, and we've got a returning guest. We've got Linda Foreman, a CPA in Evanston, and a community activist in her own right. Linda, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Well, hello, Shalom. Welcome. Thank you.
Well, Linda, I figured I can grab you during these remaining days in 2014, because before we know it, it's going to be tax season, and I probably won't be seeing you for a few months. Isn't that right?
It might be. Maybe occasionally I'll pop up. And since we do have a few days left in the tax year, people have started to get their checkbooks out because they've got a stack of donation requests from various charities. And the cash ones are easy. You just write your check and make sure that you save the receipts. You normally will get receipt letters. So save them in your files, because if the IRS ever asks for them, it's very good to have them around. Now, if you have a bunch of stuff in your basement or your attic and you're trying to donate it before the end of the year, keep the values real. Go to thrift shops and see what things are really selling for, because the IRS is paying close scrutiny to these items. And also, if you're really getting rid of a lot of stuff, either this year or next, and its value, even the fair market value, is going to be worth over $5,000, get an appraisal, because otherwise you're not going to deduct the whole amount.
Well, many of our listeners are probably happy that this point is true, but the IRS is severely, severely understaffed. They're being asked to enforce many, many pieces of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, and they are understaffed, and that might be a good thing for some people, but perhaps not such a good thing for many of us that are going to be looking to get our taxes in and hopefully get our refunds and all those sort of things. What are you hearing these days about the only government agency that I know you say this all the time that actually brings in money for the federal government?
Right, and I think that Congress did cut the IRS budget again, even though it's a little more than the year before. But IRS is dealing with so many things. But what you're going to find is you're going to get these letter audits saying, okay, we want to look at your contributions, or we want to look at your sales of stock and how you got to certain information there. So even though you won't have agents initially doing it, you may find that there's a lot of letters going out saying, hey, prove this deduction. And I do feel badly for the IRS, because there's a lot of good people working there, and they've got a lot on their plate, and you're going to see refunds delayed because of identity theft and because of the workload.
Any advice for our listeners that are trying to do the right thing and get ready now, as opposed to waiting for the last minute before the tax deadline in mid-April? Then you mentioned about getting those donation letters, those receipts ready. What other helpful tips might you have for organizing that shoebox of information that might have piled up?
Well, there are expanding files, household files, where you can put receipts into various categories, and then at the end of the year, take them out and do it. But I would highly recommend a program like Quicken for personal use, and certainly something like QuickBooks for business use, because it's going to really organize your life. And if you can write things in a checkbook, you can use these programs, and they will make your life infinitely more easy.
And for some of our listeners that have contacted me, and they're telling me that they have shoeboxes of information going back to 1975, what advice do you have for us? What is the actual rule? How long do people need to hold on to their records for?
Okay, well, my rule is basically 7 years for really your backup information for your tax returns, but keep your actual tax returns forever, because there might be something on them, and the IRS is not going to go back far enough to give you a copy. And especially when you have people in their later years or at deaths and you're trying to get some information from prior returns, it's very helpful to have them around.
And the big news here in Illinois is that with the incoming governor, the income tax hike is going to be rolled back, and people will hopefully be seeing some sort of an impact on their bottom line as they go into 2015. And they start to wrap up their 2014 records. What other things will be taking place? What other deductions are coming into play now, and which will be expiring?
Well, all the deductions, we were waiting for what was called the tax extenders, such as the educator expenses and accelerated depreciation deductions, those type of things, they are only for 2014. So for 2015, we may have this very end-of-the-year congressional action, because everything's up for grabs for 2015. One thing that I will caution people, if they are not currently covered by a full health care plan, or if they have dependent children who are not covered, do not start digging now to get the information if you've bought on the healthcare marketplace, or if for part of the year you didn't have healthcare or there were income issues. Go to IRS.gov and look at all the information that you have to get for the healthcare, because there are forms to fill out. There might be certification numbers to get from government agencies, and your dependent child can't necessarily file a tax return quick and get a refund back.
Very helpful advice.
Household income.
Very helpful advice from Linda Foreman, CPA in Evanston. Linda, we've got about 15 seconds remaining. Can you share your email address that people can contact you with?
It's LFORMANCPA@AOL.com.
LFORMANCPA@AOL.com. Linda Foreman, welcome. And thank you for joining us on Get Down to Business after the break. We're talking with Miriam Amon of No Shame on You. Don't miss a minute of it. It's going to be a great session.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. On the south side, we still have a closure at May and 50th due to police activity. Then in Oak Park, we're getting word of an accident. Chicago, west of Central. And then in Lake Forest, we still have that accident town line over the tri-state. That has a 3-ambulance response, so avoid those areas if at all possible. Still have a couple of delays out there. Lakeshore Drive northbound between Roosevelt and Jackson is going to be a little bit stop and go. 67th to Jackson is just 17 minutes, so not too bad. And Ryan inbound, we have a little bit of a slowdown. Cermak into the Burn Circle, 95th to downtown, 17 minutes. Other than that, no delays on any of your expressways and tollways, and the CTA and Metro are running delay-free. It is currently 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies, staying the same tonight with a low of 30 degrees. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hello, Glow Gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size, risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-631-4939. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row. And now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial. And join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-631-4939. 1-800-631-4939.
On to something just a little bit lighter. We've spoken about building a sales team. We talked about sleaze-free sales. Of course, we talked about end-of-the-year tax planning. And now I want to talk about something really, really important. We're sitting here in studio with Miriam Amon, who's the founder of No Shame On You, an organization that is focused on eliminating the stigma associated with mental health. Miriam, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about how you started the organization.
Thank you so much for having me. I started because over a decade ago, I went through a very bad depression and faced a lot of stigma and isolation from some friends and relatives who didn't know how to handle me or the situation. And I wanted to take my experiences now, 12 years later, in a much better place and really take my experiences and make meaning out of them and really change other people's lives, because so many people go through this and it's such a common thing, but people don't want to talk about it because there's such a stigma. So I really wanted to change the whole conversation.
So No Shame On You, you're focused on advocacy. What sort of resources do you provide for families or individuals that might be dealing with mental health and depression?
So my website and also my Facebook page, I provide all sorts of organizational support, hotlines if someone's in crisis. There's also, if people don't want to make a phone call, there's online chat crisis support. And also there are tons of national and Chicago specific, as well as all over the country, support groups and outpatient programs or partial outpatient programs and all sorts of resources out there for people from ages, you know, young and up, that could help all sorts of types of people with all sorts of issues.
And this is an issue that's near and dear to you personally, but there must be a story how you started the organization. I know you're a budding entrepreneur. You've been through a startup program. Tell us a little bit about the story of starting a nonprofit.
So I started because I actually met Glenn Close, the actress, and she has an organization. And I opened up to her about my story for the first time to anyone who had never known my story. She was the first person I ever opened up to. And based on our conversation and how lovely she was, I thought, you know, I can really do this. If I can tell Glenn Close my story, I can really make meaning out of this and do something. And then I applied to the amazing program Present Tense, which is a fellowship program. And from there, they really helped me, give me the tools and the networking and the public speaking experience and all sorts of things to form the nonprofit.
And already you're having a very nice impact. And I want to talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But what advice do you have for our listeners? We focus so much on business, but again, a lighter topic as we wrap up the year. Everybody's looking at those emails that Linda mentioned before, those donation requests, and hopefully everybody's stepping up and getting involved in a charity and an organization at the end of the year. What advice do you have for somebody that might have an idea, that might have an issue near and dear to them, similar to No Shame On You, for you, Miriam?
I would say networking, talking to people. I mean, I through forming relationships with both organizations and through Present Tense, relationships lead to other relationships. And because of a relationship I had with the CEO of a prominent organization, he thought of me for a news segment that I was on a couple months ago that aired. And you just never know where things are going to lead and where things are going to blossom. So I would say getting out there, making relationships, talking to people and following up and thanking people and just keeping it going is really a way to, if you want to start something, you never know who you're going to touch. You never know who is thinking, oh my gosh, that's so about me. That's so something that I want to do. And from there, you can just blossom.
Miriam, you're preaching to the choir over here. Networking is so important, mission critical to a business or an organization. Have you found mentors to be helpful? Have you found people that you could talk to that can really help you, whether it's in the finance areas of starting a nonprofit, the marketing? What's worked for you?
Yes. Through Present Tense, I had some great mentors, and I've stayed in touch with many of the people I met through Present Tense, and also through the relationships through working with other organizations who are similarly aligned to what I'm doing, and friends who referred me, and parents of friends who are interested in what I'm doing. I've just had so many people come forward and say, I want to help you, and I want to, whatever I can give, I want to give my skills and my experience to what you're doing.
And now the million-dollar question. Everybody who's listening to this show will want to know, what can they do for you? What can they do for Shame on You? How are you looking for people to get involved?
Well, thank you. In so many ways. First of all, just spreading the message, raising awareness, trying to destigmatize mental health so that people talking about it, if you know someone who's going through a hard time, letting them know that they're not alone, letting them know that there are resources out there. And just so that's first and foremost is getting the message out there. For me personally, there are ways to get involved both as a volunteer on our we're developing our leadership infrastructure right now. So either if you want to come on our board or be on a committee for our board, we're developing educational opportunities and all these awareness avenues. So there are so many ways to get involved, and we'd love to have you. And just getting the message out there is so key.
And I know you have a Facebook page, a website. How can people get a hold of you and learn more about the work that No Shame on You is doing in the Chicagoland area?
So my Facebook page is facebook.com/noshameonyou, NOSHAMEONU, the letter U. You can reach me by email at Miriam, MIRIAM, at noshameonyou, NOSHAMEONU.com. Or please go to our website, www.noshameonyou.com.
And this is the only organization that it's okay to spell with just the letter U. Use the quick texting talk, as we say. So once again, Miriam Ament of No Shame on You. Fantastic work that you're doing in the community. And I hope that as people wrap up the year, people will find some way to get involved. And even if it's just by spreading the word, even if it's just by showing a little bit of support for somebody, and we all know somebody that's dealing with some form of depression, some form of mental health, that's the most common thing that's going that people are facing. I know I've heard Tom Dart, the Cook County Sheriff, say this many, many times, that pretty much he's running a mental health institution and people at varying levels. So a very, very important cause for a very, very important mission. Check out their website, noshameonyou.com, learn more about the work that they're doing. We're going to have you back on the show after the break. I'm going to be sharing some tips, advice, and information for folks that want to download an app, a productive business app for their smartphone. I've got some, a handful, almost a dozen of helpful tips. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business. You can always download podcasts on my website, shalomkline.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Playing guitar in a rock band was the best time of my life. But like a dummy, I didn't wear earplugs. So I got this ringing in my ears called tinnitus. It screwed up my focus, my creative edge. I had trouble sleeping, and I had to keep asking people, "What? What'd you say?" It was awful. Until I discovered Ring Away.
Ring Away is the new fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-400-3159 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, Ring Away is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
Ring Away is amazing. I just wish I'd tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try Ring Away for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-400-3159. That's 1-800-400-3159. 1-800-400-3159.
If you want to comb your cat.
About all of my events on my website at shalomkline.com, and you could check out the information about the LinkedIn workshop that I mentioned on January 20th. Once again, you could download podcasts and check out the events on my website, shalomkline.com. You could also download podcasts from Get Down to Business and find out who's going to be on next week's show. Once again, that website, shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. Almost anyone that has a smartphone or a tablet is continuously looking for ways to improve their professional life through apps. To get things done efficiently every day, you should be equipped with the right digital tools. Apps that show you a financial dashboard or that can pull up your travel itinerary right away can prevent you from having to scramble for data from thousands of email attachments in your inbox. That's why I've curated a list of business apps that are highly recommended. I'm going to go through them quickly, but I've got almost a dozen. Square. Square enables users to manage a business from anywhere by accepting credit cards using a free card reader and free point-of-sale tools. Square takes a almost 3% cut from all major credit cards without merchant accounts or hidden fees. The funds from swiped payments are deposited into your bank account within 1 to 2 business days. You can download that on your iPad or most smartphones. Cisco WebEx. Cisco WebEx meetings for iOS, Android, or BlackBerry let you have meetings wherever you are. Through WebEx, you could join any web conference through two-way video and a camera switcher. What distinguishes WebEx from other video conferencing services is that files can be attached to a meeting space. That means you could pitch a presentation or discuss numbers from an Excel spreadsheet in real time while video chatting with your contacts. Card Munch. Many of my colleagues, when they fill up their pockets with business cards from a conference or a networking event, they go home, they take pictures of them with a card munch. This free app, which is owned by LinkedIn, turns your business cards into LinkedIn connections simply by taking a photo. Card Munch has seen well over 1.8 million business card scans so far. TripIt, travel organizer. If you travel a lot like me, then TripIt is a must-have app. TripIt makes it easy to organize and share travel itineraries, especially for people that travel every week. As you receive confirmation emails from the different services that you book with, you forward them to plans@tripit.com, and then we'll recognize anything and we'll keep everything organized for you. Dropbox, this is a big one. If you want to have automatically your files synchronized as you edit them, Dropbox is a great solution. It's one of the most popular cloud storage companies that exists today. Best of all, Dropbox offers 2 gigabytes of storage for free. You can earn up to 3 gigabytes of additional free space by automatically syncing photos and videos with Dropbox. And every referral that you make with a free account gets you 500 megabytes additional for free. It's compatible with Android, iOS, BlackBerry, and Kindle Fire. Mint.com. Linda Foreman talked to us earlier about managing your personal finances in preparation for tax season. Mint.com makes it easier to track all of your spending habits in a single dashboard. The Mint.com app tells you where you've been spending and how you can save money. Mint.com also creates a customized budget based on your actual spending. You can use their app and website to track your bank, credit, loans, mortgages, and retirement accounts. Evernote. Evernote is one of the most essential apps to keep you organized across all of your devices. Using Evernote allows users to store notes, photos, to-do lists, ideas, and voice reminders. The notes are completely searchable. The free version of Evernote caps users at 60 megabytes per month of usage. OpenTable. OpenTable makes it possible to book a table at over 20,000 restaurants in the U.S. and Canada. A lot of business deals take place over breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you're prepared with a reservation ahead of time, it could show your clients how meticulous you are. Those are some helpful tips. I'm going to post them on my blog on my website, shalomkline.com. That's also the site where you can check out my events and download podcasts from Get Down to Business. And a quick networking tip for you. While there are fewer networking events taking place over the holidays, it's a good time to review your contact. Send a note to those that you haven't seen in a while and schedule some time to reconnect after the first of the year. Or if you're not away on vacation, you may even make time to reconnect with a few people who are also in town during the holidays. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. Find them online at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, registered investment advisor. You can call them 708-771-7777. Happy New Year to our listeners. Let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past